Authority Board of Monday, November 1st, 2010 to order. We had a closed session to discuss library director's personnel evaluation, and we did that, and no decisions were made. So let us have a roll call, Kira.
Supervisor Peary. Citizen Gert.
Here.
Citizen Gorsman.
Here.
Councilmember Byers. Citizen Poitinger.
Here.
Councilmember Reed.
Here.
Councilmember Rockin. Supervisor Stone.
Here.
Councilmember Story.
We have an agenda in front of us.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We have minutes of our October 4th meeting. Changes or corrections needed?
Move approval. Does anyone ask to abstain?
Pardon?
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I just want to check, did everybody vote on that one, or did anybody abstain?
We're all here.
We're all here.
You don't
have
to
abstain.
You don't? Yeah. Learn that from this mic. No, it's just what people
Some people do, but there's no requirement. All right. Oral communications. Time for people to talk about items that are not on the agenda. Anyone have one? Nope. All right. Nothing on the consent agenda. Written communications. Anything you'd want to draw our attention to?
See, the patron written comments, I think the interesting one was from LaSalle Beach. She's a woman who's 84 years old and just started reading 4 years ago. Do you know her, Cindy? Did she just learn to read 4 years ago? Or did she just start reading?
Just started reading for pleasure.
Just for pleasure. And she had a lot of issues, and I gave you the answer that Julie Richardson, our collection development librarian, sent to her. But it was kind of exciting. I also will be speaking at ALA Midwinter on a panel. So I guess I have the task force to thank for that. It's on how libraries have managed in difficult times. So the task force is one of the things we've done. So I'm going down to San Diego. I will say that statistics have me a little concerned. They're continuing to drop. They're staying dropped over last year. That's, you know, the same number of hours. And, my explanation would be the collection, and two things. I think the collection, the fact that it's, you know, 2 years into a reduced budget on that, and we don't have the materials people want, and the fact that we can't enter library loan exacerbates that. And the other part of it, I think, is the hours when people can't get in. They're just like...
They write us off.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I go less to the library than I used to now.
So it is what it is at this point. Self-check is doing well. The September figures for Central, at first I thought that was a full month, but it's not. It's a full month of having six machines, but they had one or two machines, just one machine.
There are only four total at Central, three downstairs and one upstairs. And we had previously had one downstairs and one upstairs, so we increased it from two to four.
Oh my God, stats on four or five. I double check the report. Anyway, we went from two to four, and so, but it's partway through the month, so that number is not indicative of a full month of self check. And we just, Scott Valley got fully self checked.
They went from one to three.
Last week.
Yes, the 18th of October.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rent of 40, we're working on some furniture.
Yeah.
The other thing I draw your attention to is the spotlight.
So when's that supposed to be all kind of wrapped up, like all of them installed? And
well, the rebarcoding is taking a little bit longer now because we're dependent on volunteers. I think we're still hoping that by the end of the calendar year, but we still have Friends of 40 is ready. We're just hoping for some. We have some money that was donated to the Friends for Friends of 40 several years ago that we're going to use to try to get some better furniture. for that, so we're holding up there. Capitola is almost ready to go. They were at 70% rebarcoding, so I mean they should be done rebarcoding soon. That's Capitola. So then we've got Garfield Park, Belton, and Boulder Creek. Scotts Valley is actually still rebarcoding. So that three of the barcoders will get them to Belton, I think, is mobilizing volunteers.
Boulder Creek, yes. Yeah.
Boulder Creek. So those shouldn't take too long to do.
I think it's good uptake of this. I mean, I think these statistics look really good for us.
Yeah, they do.
The minimum amount of time we've really been doing this.
The other thing to highlight would be the spotlight on the young adult programming project, the Traveling Pants, and it looks like Sandy brought some information, so I'm just going to go ahead and pass it around. Is that
that's fine. That's the travelogue that went with the pants, and each of the libraries put in a couple pages, either pictures or just some information about the town or the
community. I love that idea.
The pants, there's three pairs of pants. Originally, we just sent out two pairs. It was going to be just one. And then I had so many people, so many libraries that wanted to participate, so we sent out two pairs. But 4 years later, you know, we've got six pairs. So there's three pairs in the Hawaii area here at Central, two pairs over at Live Oak in their young adult area, and then there's the one pair in the office. So, yeah, they look quite lovely.
Thanks.
Welcome. And I assume the friends are going to talk about their reward.
Yeah, so we're done with the written communications, reports of advisory body, the friends.
We are an advisory body. We won this year's Be the Difference Award for the Volunteer Center, and we had an awards luncheon at the Coconut Grove, so that was very groovy. And we intend to do it again next year. So, anyway, we're very excited. We have four new board members. And he is one of them, and so if they're going to shake things up a little bit and bring in some new ideas, so we're excited. Then he's down in South Beach, we've got, you know, the full area, including Aptos and San Francisco. Our newly launched Friends Fundraising Committee is meeting regularly to sort of formulate a strategy on the development of technology, but I'm just bringing this up because you're going to hear more during the full presentation. Probably, maybe December, we just purchased a new database and it's extremely robust. In fact, it's making my head hurt. It's got so many options and so many report capabilities where we can really, really look at our donors and our volunteers, the report capabilities that is fabulous. And it's donor perfect, but it's just all its little bells and whistles. We looked at it a couple years ago, and they went and approved it. Our sig sale is the 12th and 13th, so please come if you'd like tickets. We can get you some. And it's Friday night is the preview night for VIPs, and then Saturday it opens up. And look, we have had for the last year, I guess, is a Craig sale, which is a $5 bag sale, which is a really great way to get rid of those books instead of having to weigh them out. And so you can have all those 10-pound coffee table books that have the same price. And that is from 2 to 4 on Saturday. And then on December 8th, we'll have a Craig sale, which will continue to bring the civic books, that unsold civic books, back to life. So we're hopeful to get rid of pretty much everything. And if that fails, I want to ship them off to Africa. But I don't know whether we're someplace where people can really enjoy them.
There is an African continent.
There is.
Yes, I know.
It's
just expensive to ship.
It can be a little costly, but maybe we'll do some fundraising on that. It's just really worth it. So, and if you can't make it to the Civic and you're just dying to have more books in your house, We have a crate sale that will be the remainders of the Civic, and it'll be in this room on December 8th. And anything, so one thing we don't give up lightly, so we're going to try and sell these things as far as we can. And that's pretty much what we're focusing on, making money.
I'd like to add that Elizabeth Walsh, the president of Wisconsin Valley Friends, was nominated in the individual category for one of the
yes.
volunteer awards. So she was one of the honorees. She didn't win the actual award, but she was honored. So that was kind of cool having two friends groups honored.
Well, congratulations. Well deserved.
Yes, thanks.
Moving on to Finance Committee minutes. As usual, we looked at the budget reports, which we have in our package. Had a couple of questions for Teresa, and that was it. So we'll nothing else to report from that. Let's move on to member reports. Jim, Scotts Valley.
Not much to report. The building is completely gutted, and they're starting on the inside to put in some of the new fixtures where the plumbing and electrical and whatnot is going to go, and they're knocking out the walls where those big windows are going to go, so things are proceeding well and on schedule. So we're still looking at turning over the keys, I think, sometime in mid-April, so we hopefully are open in June.
Capitola report. Trying to remember what I reported last time, but we've done since. We did meet, the Capitola Ad Hoc Committee met to review two RFQ packages that the people who had submitted came in to review those with us and see if we had any questions. And we sent them off to come up with some more specific costing, even though we're not sending out a full RFP at this point. We just sort of wanted to get an overall idea of some of the costs involved with the major tasks they would do. But bottom line, both good options for us. I think that almost everybody that I've spoken to on the ad hoc committee would be okay with either of those firms chosen. So we have a choice between two really good options. And I think Teresa concurs with that. So we're moving ahead. Staff reports.
September financials, we're 25% of the year, 16.6 if you're looking at revenues, and nothing out of the ordinary. Things that are high should be high. I mean, they're, once again, things that get encumbered early in the year, or they get paid early in the year. There was a question at the Finance Committee about debt service. There's like two amounts for $40,000 under debt service, which is on...
What page are we on?
I'm looking here. Page 42. One loan is... The first one, 58140, is the debt principal on the library loan for the tenant improvements for headquarters, and that comes out in January. That's why that's not out yet. The other one, about the equal amount of $40,000, is the money we pay to Watsonville, which is almost done.
So that's been paid.
Yeah. Finance Committee saw this, and I think that was the only. There were a couple other questions that I'm still waiting to hear from Jack back on, but why is FICA so low, and you think it's paid quarterly, but I should have that for the Finance Committee the next time, so. Moving along. It's,
One more month of positive
fund balance. Actually, Jack did a projection for the county through, because they were looking at. We were asked to have them look at maybe them floating us the money if we needed.
It actually hit zero, I think, in February. It's also an email I didn't get to print off. If I read it at home, it depends what computer I'm on. One of my printers is really weird. I need some help from a techie. But I can't always, sometimes I read it, but I don't get to print. But we're projected to say positive, not go negative through the end of the year, page 46.
End of the calendar year or fiscal?
Fiscal.
Really?
Yeah. One of the months I think he projected zero, but that's not negative.
That's great.
So positive, it's not negative, it's zero.
Not red.
Hmm?
Not red.
Right. There you go. Got the letter from Pat Bush about sales tax revenue being just up a little bit, which is good news. We don't know how that'll hold, but we are expecting property tax for the year to be down about $20,000 over what was budgeted. Not a huge difference. That's definitely what we can absorb.
Sales is up, property's down.
Yeah.
Sales is up more than property.
Sales is up more than property. And sales up for the quarter, which, if that holds for the year, is significant. But keep your fingers crossed that it's a good holiday season. These sales tax figures are actually April, May, and June numbers. So.
Okay.
So, we'll sell the beach pilot project 6-month report. Recommendation, we continue with this project until the board sets a service model direction based on the Task Force on Sustainable Service Models report. At that time, with knowledge of the system service model, we can reevaluate the volunteer model. I think it's safe to say that there's a lot of different models being looked at. In the meantime, things seem to be working in LaSalle Beach. A lot of that, we give credit to Cindy for her hard work and work with the volunteers there. We're not ready to recommend replicating it elsewhere based on levels of busyness and volume of circulation and busyness, but the task force is working on this project, so there may well be models. I don't know. I haven't seen them yet. These guys have. They know. They're on the CUSUP committees what some of the models look like. But
I think it's safe to say that probably all the models will say something about optimizing the use of volunteers. In one way or another.
Specifically, the staffing model that the baseline staffing model that we kind of worked out keeps the baseline level of service being provided by staff, but anything above that could be augmented with volunteers. But that's just the baseline that was developed. It's not a task force model yet.
A quick question on that, La Silva Beach. It says that it's staffed with one library employee and one volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And one page?
No. Well, there's not there is a page a few hours. I can't remember the number of hours that they have a page.
So the page is basically shelving the books?
Yes. Yeah, the page is just shelving.
Okay.
And it's not very many hours. I don't remember what they have, but it's not very many.
Cindy, do you know your...
Would you mind if I made a written response to this back, I guess, to you?
I think that's fine. Absolutely.
I have a comment about the conclusion drawn. So,
okay, fine. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You can send them to Teresa or you can send them to the board, great. Whichever way you want to go. Teresa will bring them to the board.
So the page kind of comes each day and shelves are once a week
day.
Or
I'm just
trying to imagine how this works.
Not very many hours. I just can't remember how
they're
many
scheduled,
hours.
They're scheduled, they come, they shelve, they leave. Or they're scheduled
pretty much.
Stay?
No, they're basically just scheduled to shelve and leave. I mean, they don't.
Okay.
They're not providing any service.
No, I just wondered.
They're not
how
a second
that was
person
working.
Yeah, we didn't mess with the page situation. I can get the number of hours for the business.
Cindy, you were
going to
say, do you know?
No, I don't know. It seems like she's there more than a couple hours a week, but I'm not there all this entire time out. But slightly open, so I don't know that.
Okay.
I'm sitting right on my desk.
And I do, Cindy, want to say I know that the success of this project really, a lot of it has fallen to you, so.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. But I have worked a shift, so. There are a lot of people working a lot of hours.
But you're organizing. You really recruited and organized it, so. Couldn't happen without that.
Any comments or questions from board members on this? Do we have a motion to...
Is it just informational?
Accept the recommendation.
You know, I wasn't sure if this was action or informational. If you want to motion to accept the recommendation, or... We did say we would reevaluate it after 6 months. It's not 6 months yet, and decide whether or not to continue it. So I think it would actually take a, I don't know,
should we do it
a motion not to, continue it through the...
Okay, so we have
a
motion and a second to continue the LSB volunteer project until the time the board sets a service model direction, in which time, with knowledge of that, we'll be reevaluating volunteer model for the whole system, possibly the Silver Beach as well.
Can you speak to that?
Okay. Yeah, if you have a question. Yes.
We have friends at the board meeting today, and we discussed the report, and a number of the volunteers were there, and they had some suggestions that if we were going to continue it after this, I would like to incorporate, which is a primary response, like, if possible, eliminating the page and let them do the shelving. And after they finished the remark cutting project, they don't have much to do, so they're looking for some ways they can. I think it might be an interesting way. We have another little window of time that we could find a way to increase their duties. And I know this is all specific to me, and probably don't need to get into, but I'd like to bring it up at least that I'd like to consider that possibility the next go round.
Okay, so as we said, I think it's great. You should address those specific comments to Teresa, and if it would lead her to think that we need to do something different, she'll probably bring it back to board.
I mean, I'm certainly willing to consider anything, you know, once the task force makes its, you know, the board sets direction, but to be honest, we talk about my time. To make any changes at this time, I don't have time to do it. I mean, you know, you're eliminating positions, retraining people. It would take time, and just keeping the status quo right now, if that's okay, through the task force report, and then things are going to change anyway, so there would be a different model.
Okay, so I think we're left it with, you can ask, provide the specifics.
Great, perfect, thank you.
That would be good. Thanks,
we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Other business. First item was discussion about the board packet. This arose out of a discussion we had. Some members felt that we liked. Is there something we should be looking for?
I just noticed I don't have a letter from the city of Capitola, so if you guys, that's okay. Oh. We'll go to that next.
Okay. This arose out of a discussion where some members felt that the extensive board package that we've been receiving was a good thing, and some members felt that it was too much. So we thought it would be good to have a discussion where we could give you direction on what we wanted. So somebody want to, I don't know if the people are here now that thought it was too much. I'm not sure. So is there anybody who wants to start this discussion, or should we?
Just a question. Why is it that it can't be at the end of the package as opposed to kind of shoehorned in the middle? Is
actually, the agenda order?
Yeah.
Is
so that's
the part of the bylaws.
Is it really?
So we can't say refer to the, just put them at the end and refer to them?
I mean, if you want to look at the bylaws and look at changing it, but the order, I was surprised, but because I went to look there to see, you know, if there's something in there, the agenda order is actually listed in the bylaws.
Couldn't we still have the agenda item with the A, B, C, D, whatever, but just put the actual content at the end of the package? We still would talk about it at the same point in the agenda. Mark?
Yeah, could put an agenda appendix and have things in there, like all the articles, if that's an issue. But I don't have an issue with the agenda packet, depending on your time to fill it out.
I don't either.
But it's easy enough to have it catalog it and jump it up from place to place. But that's an issue for folks, that you can always, you know, put the article in something as an appendix, and then that gives you the physical things at the back of the book.
Would it help if action items were all grouped together in the appendix? Would that be easier?
No, I was thinking of the appendix. I was thinking of the action
just
items.
I was just thinking of
ancillary article. Materials, articles and stuff. But I just have to say, for me, it doesn't matter. I mean, whether it's electronic or hard copy, I tab things. And
I think one of the issues was some people just want to print it out, and they don't necessarily want to print out all the written communication. So they sort of have to stop and fiddle around with the file, print, command, giving it the pages. So I think that's the reason people want it at the end.
But if it was at the end, how would they stop those pages from being?
You still have to,
print
but
1 through 30 and leave the rest.
In any case, I think that if it's easy to take those materials and just stick them at the end of the package, leaving the agenda item exactly, the agenda would look exactly the same, except you could just put C appendix or C, you know, whatever the end pages are.
I mean, I certainly could do that. My only question is just, I guess, why? Because we do put page numbers on the communication so people can print to specific pages or jump to specific pages, like Mark was saying. So I guess my only thing is why. I mean, it's perfectly reasonable to do, but I don't know if it would confuse maybe the public when they're looking through the packet to see stuff out of order.
Well, since the people aren't here that had that input, let's not make a decision.
I think it's not that big a deal right now. I think maybe the volume has certainly gone down since as we get closer to a new direction, that's probably going to fall off the cliff. So I think it was just a moment in time that was disturbing people because it was over 100 pages. But
I say let's status quo, and if some of the members who aren't here so have some issues, they can bring those up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to letter from the city of Capitola that was directed to Director Landers, and I was copied on it, requesting. It was written to the director from the Capitola City Manager on behalf of the Capitola City Council. And it requested that, first of all, it stated that the Capitola branch is, they don't believe that the Capitola branch is a suitable candidate for conversion to a reading room, as was suggested in the grand jury report. Secondly, it suggests that an expanded volunteer program similar to the model used at La Selva Beach Branch Library be considered for Capitola. Thirdly, should the board, the JPA board, consider such a volunteer model, the city of Capitola would support efforts to recruit additional volunteers necessary. And fourthly, the city residents have indicated a willingness to do some fundraising to help the Joint Powers Board provide the necessary equipment needed for the self-checkout program at the Capitola branch. And lastly, City of Capitola would appreciate a status report regarding the La Selva Beach volunteer program. And Director Landers developed a draft response to this letter, which we need to discuss and determine whether we need to make any changes. So why don't we take this point by point in case anybody has any
Do we
comments?
Want to ask first if anybody has? I have no problem with the letter.
Okay.
And you know, from my perspective, I mean, if you want to keep us informed of this, Teresa, and have it be an agenda item, that's your prerogative. I trust you to respond to the city. You know what to say, I think, probably better than we do. So to me, this isn't something that has to come to the board. If you want to bring it to the board, that's fine. I just wanted to let you know my take on it.
Since he copied me as chair, we thought we'd bring it to the board. Any comments or inputs on this response? Everybody okay with it? I'm fine with it, too. So, we will send it out as it is. Here, we can have the best.
I can keep it.
All right, Library Service Model Task Force update. We've been busy, really busy. We are deep in the midst of developing service models. Teresa, the staffing consultant, and a subcommittee from the task force, a costing subcommittee, have worked hard to put a cost and a staffing cost to what we're calling a baseline model, the baseline, so that we can use that as a reference point in building our other models. That Teresa is still checking the details of what she's put together on that. We've reviewed it at the task force meetings, and I believe Teresa will be updating us on that in our next task force meeting as to whether what she presented is still consistently the same or whether there are changes to it. Our next meeting, which is next week. We broke out into teams to develop service models that had some specific goals. So, for example, a team might be out there developing a service model that maximizes or optimizes system hours. So that kind of thing. And so we're going to come back in, present what we've done. The full task force will critique it, make sure it's clear. Teresa will ask whatever questions she needs to ask so she can take that model back to the staffing consultant and the costing subcommittee and come up with what we're all waiting with bated breath to find out on all of them, of course, is are they financially sustainable? And so that we can take a look at that and make changes or tweak whatever is necessary to get them all to be financially sustainable. We're moving ahead now, even though we don't have those models done yet, but we are moving ahead with yet another subcommittee from the task force on analyzing and evaluating them so that we can come up with a way of doing that which is consistent across all those models and will be consistent when we do finally write our report. So it will be clear, very clear to the public and the board how we've evaluated each of those, and we know it will be a consistent way of evaluating. And we've just started that work, and our main approach to that will be, as probably no surprise, evaluating models in light of our strategic plan priorities, as well as the financial sustainability. So we're trying to figure out how to do that in a way that will even be possible, because people have so many different viewpoints on judgments on those kinds of things. So we want to do some qualitative evaluation and some quantitative evaluation. So that's where we stand now. Nancy, Teresa, or Lee, did I leave out anything? Okay. All right. Parking lot list review,
nothing new.
And the board self-evaluation in December. Honestly, I haven't really thought about that at all. So if we're not going to be moving ahead to do one in December, that's clear, because I would have to think about it a month ahead of time. So I think that what I need to do is in December talk about the process and what we need to do.
We're just talking about the December meeting question. There's a workshop that, two-day workshop in San Francisco that I would really like to go to, and it's Monday, December 6th and Tuesday, the 7th. So is there any objection to moving the December meeting to the 13th?
Do you mean the 4th? Or do you
mean this? The 4th is wrong. It should be the 6th.
The board meeting. It was fine with Catherine. Yeah,
it was fine with Catherine.
So move it to the 13th?
And I think Sam was okay with it when we talked about it at the finance committee meeting. So it'll be the 13th?
Hit the road, Jen. Works for me. All right, so let's adjourn to our next scheduled meeting.
When you're not here, they go.